So you get the same view when you get to, say, Wilsonian intellectuals in the modern period, people like, say, Walter Lippmann and Harold Laswell and others who explain, this is the left liberals now, who explain that in a democracy, the population, what Lippmann calls the ignorant and meddlesome outsiders, the general population have to be kept from interfering. They can be spectators, but not participants, because if they're participants, they might threaten the minority, the opulent, who have to be protected. That's a position that goes right up till the present. However, to make it much clearer, there's another issue. Madison himself was a pre-capitalist figure. He had roots in the Enlightenment. And his idea was that the wealthy, the better class of men who had to rule under the constitutional system would be benevolent aristocrats. They would be nice gentlemen who read, you know, the classics and behave like Roman gentlemen and would act, you know, in a civilized fashion. He discovered in a couple of years that that wasn't true. And by the, within about 10 years after the Constitution was put in place, he saw what was happening, and he denounced what he called the daring depravity of the times as the rising business classes use government power for their own ends, not for the benefit of the population. They become, as he put it, the tools and tyrants of government. It's tools because they benefit from its largesses, and tyrants because they overwhelm it with their powers and combinations. That's a very accurate description of the system then and the system today. That's what the wealthy classes are, the tools and tyrants of government. They overwhelm it and benefit from it. They use it to protect them from market discipline, which, of course, they impose on others. And they want to make sure that it's in their hands, and it is not in the manner of enlightened gentlemen of the kind that Madison had in mind. Rather, it's the daring depravity of the times. Well, Madison, again, these are all things you don't study in elementary school where they would be taught in a free society, but these are the founding principles of the country. And although things have changed a lot in the last 200 years, as a description, Madison's account of the daring depravity of the times in the 1790s is not very far from correct now.